Admiral with Casey Lunch on Casey 107.7.
The 2024 national and provincial election date has been determined for the 29th of May 2024, and the Electoral Commission has published the official election timetable, which sets into motion key activities building up to the voting day. That the timetable outlines all the important cut-off times and dates for the performance of these electoral activities, including the opening and closing of the candidate nomination process. Currently, nominations for election candidates is open and will close on the 8th of March 2024 at 5 p.m. To discuss this further, we are talking to Ilka Davids. She's from the IEC to explain to us the process for those wishing to contest the upcoming elections. Hello, Ilka, and welcome on KC.
Hi, thank you very much.
On the 23rd of February 2024, the date for the election, which is the 29th of May 2024, was proclaimed, and this was confirmed by the IEC. Tell us what this means for the country's preparations towards elections.
Hi, so the Electoral Commission confirms that the date of the 2024 general election was proclaimed by the President and all the provincial premiers on Friday, 23 February 2024. The proclamation of the election date has certain legal consequences for the electoral process. The first major implication is that the voters' roll has now closed and no further voter registration may take place, either at the local office or online for these elections. Secondly, after proclamation, the Electoral Commission must publish an election timetable following consultation with the National Political Liaison Committee. The political consultation was conducted on 23 February 2024, and the 2024 timetable was published on Saturday, 24 February 2024.
And can you please explain to us what the election timetable is and what this means to the contestants and voters?
The election timetable is a roadmap to election day. It is set out all the activities that must take place in preparation for a successful election. The timetable outlines the key cut-off times and dates for the performance of key electoral activities. This includes the opening and closing dates for activities such as candidate nomination for those wishing to contest elections, the application periods for special votes, and notification to vote outside of voting stations of registration. The election date and voting times, amongst other key activities.
Now, this is a landmark election marking 30 years of electoral democracy, but it also introduces new experiences for the voters, such as the inclusion of the independent candidates and a third ballot in national and provincial elections for the very first time. Now, can you please tell us who can contest these elections?
A South African citizen who is eligible to vote, that is 18 years or older, can stand as a candidate in an election.
And according to the election timetable, candidate nomination is still open for NPE 2024, is it? And what are the requirements?
Yes, candidate nomination is open. Anyone wishing to stand as a candidate for NPE 2024 must be a registered voter in order to contest the national and provincial elections, either as a party candidate or independent candidate. All independent candidates and political parties who intend to contest the general election must submit nomination requirements by 5 p.m. on the 8th of March 2024.
And what are the requirements for political parties' candidates to contest elections?
Nominations for party candidates is as following. The list of candidates must be submitted in order of preference on a national assembly, a national list for national assembly, a regional list for National Assembly, and a provincial list for provincial legislature. An acceptance of nomination and undertaking signed by each candidate, that candidate will be bound by the code, a signed declaration by the authorized party representative affirming that each candidate meets constitutional or legislative qualifications as accepted the nomination as prescribed, an election deposit, a registered political parties that do not have a seat in any legislature or the National Assembly will have to meet the same 15% quota requirement to contest elections. Each province must refer to their set of quota.
And what are the requirements for independent candidates to contest elections?
To run as an independent candidate, one must submit a form confirming that the independent candidate has submitted the name, identity numbers and signatures of 1,000 voters supporting the candidature for the National Assembly. The same requirement is applicable if contesting provincial legislature. Further requirements are candidates must pay a prescribed deposit. Candidates must undertake to be bound by the electoral code of conduct. Candidates must sign a declaration that they are not disqualified in terms of the constitution. In respect of provincial elections, candidates must sign a declaration that they are registered in that province.
And how should these nominations be submitted?
The registered parties and nominators of independent candidates that intend to contest elections submit their candidates for the elections to the IEC Chief Electoral Officer by 8th of March 2024 by 5 p.m. in one of two ways. One, they can use our online service, online using the online candidate nomination system, which is www.elections.org.za. My IEC account and then you log in or deliver by hand only to the office of the Chief Electoral Officer situated at Election House, Riverside Office Park in Centurion.
And can nominations be made after the closing date?
No. The election timetable opening and closing dates must be adhered to in order for successful management of all the election processes. We urge all those wishing to contest the upcoming elections to submit their list of party candidates and nominations on independent candidates no later than 5 p.m. on the 8th of March 2024.
Yuka David, thanks for explaining to us the process for those wishing to contest in the upcoming elections. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Music you love on KC 107.7, the sound that sets you free.